changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right, so that was one of the weirdest PSAs I've ever played. But there it was. Hey, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:01 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and DJ Carla D, who is beautiful sitting across from me. I love seeing that. Not that I didn't love seeing Chris, the funny man, sitting across from me, because I did. But anyways, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Anyways, do you have anything for us as far as funny news or...
Well, you said you wanted to talk about pizza.
I love talking about pizza. I love talking about food, period. So, I mean, but pizza, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So, yeah, you think?
You have to try the place that I worked at last night, Toscana's in Peabody.
Oh, excuse me.
Just interrupt right there. Some great pizza and a great atmosphere.
Where was that?
Toscana's in Peabody.
Oh, that's right, Toscana's. And I've been there, and I actually DJed there as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Fun place. Definitely got to check it out.
Yes, great food.
And next Saturday night, I'll be over at Portobello in Wakefield.
Ooh, yeah. Portobello.
Going to get a good crowd, get a dance floor going. Lots of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got to get a good Portobello going.
Exactly. So getting back to that pizza, Pauly, how do you eat your pizza?
I eat mine triangle first.
The normal way?
The regular way,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's yes, pretty ma'am. Much me too. So they say the people that do that are plan ahead type of people. Everything they do kind of turns out as expected. I don't know about
as
that.
Expected. Well, I mean, you got to go. You got to go for the cheese first and work your way to the crust.
You got to dig right in.
But what?
So they say if you start with the crust first, then you're described as an influencer, someone that likes to be different.
Well, I mean, everybody likes to be different, but there's no way I'm starting from the crust first, ever.
Seems a little awkward to me. I don't know.
A little.
Maybe if you like attention and pizza dripping down
it's
your
like,
face.
It's like, dee-dee-dee.
And then there's the knife and fork kind of people who like to cut their pizza.
So
they're kind of supportive, they say. And they approach life in a relaxed and friendly
supportive.
Way.
Supportive.
I don't know who makes this stuff up.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to do one of these surveys.
I know, and get paid for it.
Why not?
Watching people eat pizza.
I just lie about everything. Yeah, I eat my pizza from the side.
You can fold it. Let's see, those are multitaskers.
No, if it's a nice big slice, yes. Absolutely,
you
fold
have
it.
Have to fold.
Why
it,
not? But you don't eat the crust first.
No, it's a little.
Who
strange.
Does that?
There's got to be someone out there that does
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, there are apparently.
Right. They made a study on it.
There's yeah.
And then you had your story for the creator of the Big Mac.
Oh yes. Man, I feel so bad. I don't even know why I feel bad.
Maybe you're a big fan, Big Mac.
Honestly, I don't eat McDonald's a lot, but when I do, I go for the Big Mac, and I go with extra sauce and cheese, believe it or not.
Wow. So, yeah, the guy, poor Jim Delegati, he passed away, the creator of the Big Mac sauce, the
yes.
world's best sandwiches, they say. So, this guy began tinkering with the store's burgers in the 60s. added 6 different ingredients, and then 2 years before he had the right combination for the special sauce.
And you know what the sad part about this story is? The fact that he never got any, like, recognition for it, or he never got any money for it,
right.
I should say. Imagine that.
He had to wear the Ronald McDonald suit to do that.
Here we go. That's him.
Lettuce and onion, sesame oil, sea bunt.
I think they're describing a big...
No. That was the
one I wanted. One.
This is the one I wanted. That was the porn version.
So over 900 million Big Macs a year. Imagine?
No.
No.
A second. A second. They said they sell 900 Big Macs a second.
Oh, my God. No, 900 million, it's
a year. Well, a year, okay.
Yeah.
900 million, okay.
Yeah. I'm not a Big Mac person.
All right. I gotta get rid of this dirty old man.
Your video going over there?
Yeah, something like that.
It could be scary.
But honestly, I would say out of all the... Like I said, I don't eat McDonald's a lot, but out of all the sandwiches, that was definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd have to go with Kelly's roast beef.
No, McDonald's.
I can't.
Kelly's
eat
roast
that
beef.
Stuff.
Kelly's roast beef.
I'd have to go with the Whopper.
That's what. Oh, okay. I like the Whopper as well.
Yeah, good stuff.
Kelly's roast beef is whack. I don't even know why they call it roast beef, because they don't even do roast beef well.
You don't think so?
No. The best roast beef I've ever had, Beachmont.
Yeah.
East Boston. Beachmont or Riley's.
Yeah.
When there was Riley's around. That would have to be my favorite roast beefs ever.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Kelly's just cut it way too thick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want it nice and shreddy, you know, like...
Especially when you're drunk and it's like 2 in the
morning. Especially when you're drunk. Are you kidding me? Of course.
Had a story one time.
When does anybody eat roast beef other than when you're drunk?
Right? Do a shout out to my brother Mike, who came home one night with his Kelly's roast beef.
Mike's roast beef.
No,
Mike's roast beef is too.
Oh yeah,
is
Mike's good too. But he came home with his roast beef sandwich, went to take a bite in the car, and we found him the next morning with it laying on his shoulder. He passed out cold.
That's great. So he didn't even get to eat it.
Never ate it. We bring that up at every Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday.
All right, Mike. Good job.
Good job, Mike.
If I was there, I would have picked it off your shoulder and ate it.
So what else we got today?
I don't know. You tell me, Mama.
I'm not prepared for these funny man stories. We miss you, Chris.
I know. We are missing Chris, which is normal. I mean, because we have the banter going. I mean, we have good banter as right now. But it's good to have the trilogy, you know?
Yep.
The three people. But, all right, so if you want to, you know, have another story, then we can get into one. It's 3:09 in the afternoon. I don't know if the breeze is calling in with the weekend weather, but if not, I will bring it up in the next half hour or so. But otherwise, are you ready for this?
I think you better hit a song first.
I was going to say bring us out.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Can you?
I can.
Go ahead, bring us up.
All right, Friday afternoon, you're listening to DJ Polly B and DJ Carla D with the Giddy Up. We'll be right back.
On?
On WMF, no, WMFO 91.5.
All right, we'll be right back, boys and girls.
95 WMFO Medford.
that's a crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam. Find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons. And set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock and I'm the real McCoy. And I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
West Coast chilling with the booms whining.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
Riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby.
I can smell the beat from a mile away.
You'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
a cowboy, baby. With a top that back and the sunshine shining.
Thank you.
get out of here. I
songs. Whoa, that song ended quick. That was a little love roller coaster by the and here comes another one. Actually, I'm gonna let this play through.
It's a great song.
It is. This is me and Chris's song, The Funny Man. I wish he was here, but we'll come back right after this song, and I'll give you the weekend weather, and we'll be goofy. Bye. Goes up to my sick buddy who's laying at home, probably all in the fetal position. Oh. Funny man, Christopher. We miss you, and we're having fun, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Carla's done a great job with the silly stories and the shout outs. So I just want to say thank you very much.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Hopefully this will be a continuing thing. And we can get our funny man back next week. Anyways, boys and girls, it is 3:41 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5. WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. I don't think our weatherman, the Breeze, is calling, so I'm going to try to give you our weekend weather. And it's 50 degrees right now, but tomorrow it'll be a high of 45 degrees, so it's going to be cold and mostly sunny, cool, you know, and what I like to call peekaboo sun, so because it's going to be in and out. And Sunday, 42 degrees as a high.
Yeah, it's getting a little chilly.
Yeah, weather's here. I mean, winter's here. It's mostly sunny, early clouds, but I think Sunday is a good day. It's a good snuggle day.
It is.
What do you think, Carla?
I wish I could, but I'll be hopefully at the Patriots game with my two boys. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey now. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Freezing my butt off.
Absolutely, you will.
The boys are going to the game. We're going to be inside drinking. So.
That's cool, though. All right. Patriots
I'll
game.
I'll bundle them up.
And then Monday's going to be even worse, but I don't want to, you know, give the whole weak weather, because I'm not a meteorologist by any means. I am just a jackass sitting in the chair giving you the weather off of 7 News. But so my pick of the weekend, I guess, would be Saturday.
Yeah, a little warmer anyway.
A little warmer, but, you know, you can still snuggle at 45 degrees.
You can.
So get your loved one and snuggle.
Yep.
That's what I always say. Anyways, 3:43 in the afternoon, and as we do every week, I'm going to play a couple more songs after, of course, but Carla, as we do here on the Giddy Up, which is only her second time, you know, so...
It's still a newbie to this.
We like to say our goodbyes and give shout-outs to special people, you know, that we love and what have you. So if you have anything to say, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but...
We'll give a shout-out to Eric Wilson. He's still at work right now.
Is he?
He is. He'll be out soon, though. Weekend's starting up.
All right, E.
Big E.
Yeah, Big E. He is. And that's it?
And my boys, of course. Mike, Nick, and Dante.
All right.
Yeah, they're back home in Salem. Getting ready to start this weekend off right.
Not fight?
No, get the weekend off right.
Oh. I thought you said not fight.
No, they don't fight. They're cool.
All right. Right on. So, anyways, I would like to always say what I always say. I'm going to give my apologies to Tom Brady, who's in the green room. We didn't have time for you today. We apologize.
Tom Brady.
But you'll see him on Sunday anyways, and you can give him your personal apologies for us not having him on. And as well, I always say, always be a rock.
Yes.
Never roll. And stay Boston strong. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just in so much pain. And hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Hopefully we kicked it off right for you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Shoot your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Machine.